Chinese food is launching its second attempt to join UNESCO's cultural heritage list. The Chinese Cuisine Association, or CCA, has formed a team of 30 to travel across the country in search of the most promising candidates. So far, 8 types of cuisine have gained the most votes, including Peking duck, traditional New Year's dinner, dumplings, mooncakes, tofu, lanzhou, hand-pulled noodles, hot pot, and zongzi. So I guess, I mean, you know, really the only question that we need to be talking about here, I think, is why? I mean, does China need, you know, recognition from UNESCO?
Well, it just seems like people are just dying to get them. Like, we already have 29 items on the list. That's a lot, but it just seems like if only you get one of these UNESCO titles, are you justified and qualified to be, you know, the star of the province kind of attraction?
Yeah, reminds me of the old Chinese joke, only if this happens and then your life is complete.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's the impression I get. And also I think another big factor is when you get on the list, money comes.
Yeah, but that's, I wonder if that's just a Chinese thing.
But where does the money come from? I mean, we look at, you know, Mexico. Their cuisine is under UNESCO. France and Italy, I believe, and also Turkey. I'm not sure about Turkey, but India as well is in UNESCO's cultural heritage list as well. And I think that, I mean, you know, people, I mean, the reason that they're there partly is because people already love their cuisine. I mean, Mexican food is amazing. Indian food is amazing. French food is amazing.
Okay, the same argument can be used for Chinese food in that line of thinking. Chinese food is great, and then I think Chinese people don't... Oh, of course, it's glorious, delicious. I love it so much. Proud to be Chinese at the moment. And anyway, so the point is, it just attracts a lot of prestige within the country, mostly, I feel.
So it's kind of like the, like another version of the Olympics. Like, we have to have it because we have to have it.
Yeah.
Because everyone else
is
doing it.
And also, I agree that, you know, the Chinese food, all those different genres, all those different cuisines, they are fabulous already. But if they get on the list, you can bet your bottom dollar when you go to those restaurants.
That's true.
They will proudly display the placard and say, you know, we are listed among the UNESCO, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
and
blah.
You need to pay more for that,
yeah,
apparently.
But I think it is strange because they're listing all these different types of cuisine, but I always thought cuisine was regional. Like, we talk about, you know, southern, like, Yuecai, or, you know, Dongbeicai, or yeah, Sichuancai, or something like that. I thought that's what they would be looking at, and that's how they would be applying. But they're singling out certain types of foods, not certain types of general method, ingredients and preparation methods.
Right. Well, I think my impression of this is actually they're lumping all that, what John's saying, together. So it's the 8 systems or styles of Chinese cuisine cooking, and they're lumping it together and applying for a special name for it.
Yeah, I think that's their strategy because they tried it
the
first time in 2011 and they failed. So this time they want to list all those most famous ones so that they have a bigger chance.
Mm-hmm.